To additionally respond to anthropology question two, what role does anthropology play in counseling theory and practice? In my notes before I answered the question, I originally drew up a chart to compare and contrast secular counseling versus biblical counseling. And so I'm just going to read these points just to show the opposition. In secular counseling, man is essentially good, but in biblical counseling, man is sinful and guilty before God. Secular counseling would say that man is the focal point. His needs, his feelings are top concern. Biblical counseling would say God is the focal point. His commands are top concern. Secular counseling would say man is able to dig deep enough to know how to fix him or herself. And biblical counseling would say only God is all-knowing. Secular counseling would say man is not fully responsible for their behavior. Biblical counseling says man is fully responsible for sin and disobedience. In secular counseling, authority is man's word and theories. And in biblical counseling, authority is God's word. In secular counseling, circumstances and events are the problem. But in biblical counseling, man in himself is the problem. In secular counseling, there's no clear reasons as to why people struggle through problems. In biblical counseling, people struggle because God is sanctifying him or her, he's glorifying himself, or because of our sin. In secular counseling, human-to-human counseling can solve earthly problems. But in biblical counseling, it's the Holy Spirit who's the one that brings about true eternal comfort and counsel. In secular counseling, behavioral change is enough. And in biblical counseling, repentance is the only acceptable change. In secular counseling, guilt can be false. In biblical counseling, guilt should alarm one to repent, and it's also the condition of which we're all in. In secular counseling, you do what feels right. And in biblical counseling, you do what is right according to God. In secular counseling, they can make no promises of joy. But in biblical counseling, God promises his people peace and joy. Secular counseling ought to guide a person, but biblical counseling ought to warn, teach, and admonish.